thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town.
251-341-0106. That is the text line. That's how you get in touch with the program. Still to come, John Merrill and Sean Ross. It's in the 11 o'clock hour. But joining us now, very excited to bring on my next guest. I got to know him really well when I was on up in Huntsville. But State Senator Arthur Ward of Decatur on the line with us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jeff. Cool morning up here in the Northland in the mid-60s and lower humidity, so all good.
So we're getting close. It's football season there, right? So right around the corner. How's Wake Forest looking this year?
Well, I hope you're sitting down, but the Demon Deacons are picked in the top 25 at the beginning of the year. If I can only hope that they'll be there when the season ends, but lofty places for a small school like Wake Forest in football.
Well, I lived in North Carolina, and I remember, you know, they were always kind of in the mix, ACC basketball. Now you get to football is probably a little different for that fan base, but at least it gives you something to kind of watch on Saturdays.
Well, that's right, but I'm just glad that they don't have to play in the SEC because that would be a much, much more difficult schedule than having an ACC schedule.
Yeah, but you get mentioned in the top 25, and games start to get on TV a lot more. So, those trips to Winston-Salem, few and far between. Oh, you got a son there, though, right?
That's correct. So I will be going up to see visit with him one weekend. But other than that, you know, it's such a counter to the Auburns and Alabamas of the world where you hope to win, but you kind of expect to lose a difficult game. So your expectations are very tempered when you attend a school like Wake Forest.
It's healthy in that regard, I promise you. But anyway, enough of that. I'll kick it off here. You know, obviously these election years, it's a little different the way you guys operate in the off years, but still budget hearings or budget meetings going on, I should say. The thing that's kind of interesting, though, and you were quoted in an Alabama Daily News story earlier this week, the coffers are in good shape, even though there could be some headwinds right around the corner, but there is still discussion of some kind of tax relief. Everyone's kind of skittish when you bring it up, like, what could this be? And then no one really wants to give you specifics, but you did give somewhat of a specific. You talked about rebate checks. Elaborate on that a little bit, if you could.
Sure. So, you know, we're all things assumed, Jeff, and of course that's a big assumption, but you know, where the economy is March, April, May of next year, but we're going to have a very, very large surplus. And I know yourself being a conservative in nature. I mean, it seems incumbent upon those of us that call ourselves conservative that we have got to send money back to the people. And we made some steps this past year where we cut business taxes, we cut taxes for retirees, we cut taxes for working families. All of those are in the 22 tax year. So next year, when people are paying their taxes, if they're in one of those buckets, they should be paying less because of what the legislature did in 2022. And I was pleased to lead a lot of those efforts in the legislature. So looking forward, we've got projected a very large surplus, $1 billion plus. Now, and I've learned, and you too, Jeff, watching government is, they'll spend every dollar they can get and then ask for more. I mean, there always is some need, some program, some something that, we'd love to spend it on this, that, and the other. Now, it seems to me we conservatives need to send money back to the people of Alabama who are, facing inflation and challenging economic environment, seeing the price of gasoline, food, et cetera, these staples of life go up. And if we've got the dollars to do it, we need to send some back. So a rebate, to me, is very targeted. We know the amount we're certainly dealing with, and it needs to be substantial. You see what other states are doing. We've got reports on other states on how they've conducted a rebate program, and we need to be part of that here in Alabama, in addition to looking at additional tax cuts that make sense going forward to help the people and the state long term, and help our economy by putting the money back in the people's hands and let them spend it how they will, and not make that decision in Montgomery, spend it on more government.
Well, I tell you, Senator, I think you've made, you know, suggestions or overtures about tax relief in the past, and it's, you watch it though, and it is, there's a lot of government that lobbies government. A lot of higher ed, the teachers union, that they see a dollar that it comes into the government's coffers from taxes. It's already earmarked. It's theirs. It's already dedicated to them. And they tend to push back against that. Don't you run into one of your biggest opponents? It's not necessarily anybody in the legislature per se, but it's the people that work in government that already, like you said, already have sites or ideas for where that tax dollar ought to go.
Of course. But that's where the rubber meets the road, Jeff. And if we call ourselves conservatives, I don't think it's very conservative to take a very large surplus and just divide it up among the fortunate, which would be, you know, in the educational institutions, the state agencies, and say, look, yippee, we got more money. No, as conservatives, we're trying to limit the growth of government. And if we've got some extra money, it needs to be significant. We need to send it back to the people that sent it to us in the first place. I mean, to me, that is true fiscal discipline, and not just talking the talk. And then not when we have an opportunity, sending it back. And we in the legislature in 2022 made, I think the number was $140 million all in tax cuts. We weren't sure where the economy was headed with the recession predicted. We're still not totally sure, but we do know we're going to have a significant surplus. And if the economy kind of holds where we are, with unemployment being very low, people have jobs, they're paying income taxes, they're spending money, and sales taxes are coming in, and things are marginally well despite the inflation and the headwinds that we do have, increasing interest rates. We have got to, as conservatives, do what we can to send this money back to Alabamians.
Joined by State Senator Arthur Orr here on the program. Senator, now you mentioned rebate checks, and was it just because it's a one-time thing and you didn't want to make it anything beyond that? I mean, how would you go about that? Would it be to everybody or just taxpayer? I mean, have you even given that any thought?
Exactly. There are a lot of forks in the roads, and I've got the legislative staffers working on, you know, exactly what would be the best option. You see, across the states, Jeff, there are all sorts of some do a percentage of what the taxpayer paid. Some do it to every adult in that state. I don't think I advocate that. I think we need to send back the money who sent it to the people who sent it to us. So those who truly filed a tax return and stroked a check to the state of Alabama, or it came out of their payroll and they didn't get a rebate or refund of the full amount, those are the people I think that need to, you know, get something back from us in the form of a rebate. There are various amounts. You know, we've got needs in Montgomery. You know, we don't need to be short-sighted, but we just need to send a significant amount. Hundreds of millions of dollars would need to be sent back to Alabamians to be significant. We don't need to send a check for $37.18. Back to the taxpayers. It needs to be at least $100 each. Again, I would think we would be in the neighborhood of those who have written a check to the state and had truly paid into the system, and do a flat amount per taxpayer, you know, double it for married filing jointly, And you've seen a fair number of states do that. But they're doing all sorts of things, sales tax holidays, rebates, tax cuts. And I think we need to follow up again with the tax cuts we did for retirees in 2022 and the working families with children, where we raised the standard deduction this year. And we also raised the amount of child exemption to help those with children, again, facing this high inflationary environment, and those on fixed income, 401k, IRA type defined contribution people to exempt their income when they pull it out to meet their needs, you know, just to survive. And I think we need to continue down that road. There may be other ideas. One would be those of adopting a children in light of the Roe v. Wade decision. Other legislators may have other ideas.
Well, you know, the idea, the one that I hear a lot from this audience is doing something with the grocery tax to roll that back. Democrats are trying to fashion themselves as tax cutters now. The Alabama Democratic Party on a campaign about the grocery tax. I assume they would just raise taxes somewhere else. That would be the game for they had their way. But any discussion there where you're collecting tax and maybe make it sort of a consumption game?
I think it's all worthy of discussion. The rebate checks put dollars back in people's hands, you know, as quickly as we can get it. There, you know, a grocery type tax cut is something that we got to be on guard will the locals come in and raise taxes on you know, where the state pulls out and cuts its taxes. Will the locals come back and take the money that the state is now not going to take the state's given back? Will they come in? Also, you know, your listeners need to know that with food stamps or SNAP and WIC payments, they don't pay grocery tax on those. You know, anytime you have an EBT card and you go in, there are no taxes collected on that transaction. So the poor that are on government assistance when it comes to food are not paying grocery tax now. A lot of people don't seem to know that.
Senator, let's move on from taxation, but let's talk about government funding right now. Inflation obviously impacting everybody, but it's impacting government. Are you concerned? I mean, like, looking at the budgets going forward, the budgets are healthy right now, but all of a sudden all these agencies are going to need more money for gas. They're going to need more money for supplies. Everything is more expensive. Is this something the state is braced for, that it's not going to put us in a tough place?
Right. Well, this year we, you know, basically filled all the reserve accounts, and all the rainy day funds are full, and we've got this reserve that I'm talking about that we're projected to have when the fiscal year ends, that is money that was not appropriated and has not been appropriated. So we've got this large surplus that we're talking about. Not talking about, you know, we've got to take care of the store first, and that's, you know, education, state government. But I still believe very strongly, Jeff, that there is sufficient money for us to make rebate payments to the taxpayers of Alabama and make some other meaningful tax reduction or tax cuts, permanent tax cuts, in our tax code. And I think we can do it all if we, again, if the economy is much like it is today, where we're seeing significant revenues continue to come in because of the low employment, people working, people contributing to income taxes, people buying things, sales taxes, and we're in a healthy situation, and we need to send some of that largesse back home.
Senator, we'll wind it down on this. The talk will not go away, but even though your colleagues, Senator Chambliss, Senator Elliott's on this show every week, it says that the Medicaid expansion, there's just this suspicion that somebody will try to sneak it across. It feels like the opportunity's there the first year of the quadrennium, and if you do something that's unpopular, folks will forget about it by the time next time elections roll around in 26. What do you think of that? Is it something that is really a possibility? At least be tried, I suppose.
Well, here's, you know, the governor can do that unilaterally. Now, there comes a funding question and problem down the road, years on down the road, after the enhanced FMAP dries up and we revert. But, the first couple of years are good, and that can be done, you know, unilaterally by a sitting governor like Asa Hutchinson did in Arkansas and elsewhere. The concern is, how are we going to pay for it on down the road? But what's different now that you see, Jeff, is you've got big business lobby coming out in favor of expansion. And why is that? Well, because a lot of their members would benefit from an expansion. There'd just be more money, more dollars in the system floating around if we add, I forget the number, I'm thinking 100,000 plus Alabamians to the Medicaid rolls. And so that now means a lot more money sloshing around in the medical industrial complex. And that certainly makes some people in business happy. And so therefore they're at the table now pushing for some kind of expansion.
Also, would they be better off if maybe if some of their part-time workers are eligible for Medicaid? I mean, is that how this works? Or you know, could that be, are the families who are eligible? Could that be a possible motivation?
Absolutely. If their employee base is, you know, down at the lower economic end of the spectrum as far as wage earners, they may be able to offload on an enhanced Medicaid scenario. I haven't looked at that closely, but that's certainly a possibility.
Senator, we'll leave it there. You're always very, very kind to spend time with our audience, and let's talk again in the near future.
Thank you so much, Jeff, and may all your football teams do well.
Thank you for that. State Senator Arthur Orr there on the line with us. Let's get a break in here. I'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.
There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.